The sustainment implementation lead for the support system for the F-35 basically means under the support systems falls off a large purview of different support activities, depot stand-up implementation, support equipment, tech data, supply chain management, and an entire logistics footprint. What my position does is integrate all of those together into one well-oiled, basically, machine, making sure all the requirements are identified for our contracts, making sure all the funding is in place when it needs to be in place to make sure we deliver the requirements that the user needs on time and in the correct quantity.
And you have done something that the federal government would wish everyone would do. You managed to find a way to save $200 million?
Yes, ma'am. In my previous position on the F-117 as the co-lead for the retirement, I was able to accomplish just that.
How? How did you do that?
Well, when I was appointed to the position, I was selected as the co-lead for the disposition of the fleet and was charged with overseeing the day-to-day operations of a massive project. And ultimately, we were able to complete under budget and arrive on schedule, achieving, as you mentioned, a significant savings to the Air Force. It was not simple retiring all the aircraft and dispositioning the assets at once. During this project, I utilized a phased approach to retiring the aircraft. Basically, what this means is up until almost the end of the project, we still had to ensure the warfighter, the end user, ACC, Air Combat Command, was still able to accomplish their mission at a moment's notice. The aircraft had to maintain the mission-ready status in case they were called upon for operation. So after getting up to speed with all the requirements and those limitations, I realized that a lot of our equipment still had operational life remaining and could be used by other Air Force programs. So I began working with other program offices at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, mainly the F-22, the B-52, and the U-2, and I was able to transfer this valuable equipment to them, saving us money for disposition, saving them money for acquisition, and reducing the time it took them to get the equipment.
So you found the happy medium between having to buy all new stuff and just tossing all the old stuff. You recycled.
Yes, ma'am. Very efficiently, and made it was a win-win for everyone.
And that was my next question, because a lot of times when you hear about something like retiring a fleet, you think, oh my goodness, some people are going to be out of work, or oh my goodness, there's going to be some contractors who are going to lose a contractor. What's the ripple effect here? You managed to find a way to save money and help people maintain their jobs.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, as the F-117 pulled out of Holloman, the F-22s began phasing in. That was their new mission for that base.
Uh-huh.
So everyone that was working on the 117 started getting trained and spun up on the F-22s. It was a seamless transition.
Now, you're a finalist in the call to service category for the SAMMEs, the Service to America medals. First of all, tell me, and I love asking people this question, tell me about your initial reaction when you found out that you were not only nominated, but you were a finalist.
Well, it was a moment of shock, actually, because it just the honor just to, you know, have your name mentioned as a nominee, let alone a finalist. If you read through the amazing accomplishments, not only in my category, but just all the SAMMEs finalists, it's just really hard to wrap your mind around some of the amazing things that federal employees are out there doing. And just to be considered a finalist and to be one of them is just a great honor.
You know, you hear that all the time at the Oscars. Oh, it was just an honor to be nominated. But I get the impression that you really mean that.
I do. I mean, there are some fantastic professionals out there, not only in acquisition, but across the entire federal service. And to be named as just one of the finalists, it really is quite an honor.
Talk to me a little bit about being in federal service. A lot of the people that we've talked to who are finalists, they seem very, very proud of their federal service and at the same time very humbled by it. Where do you stand?
Definitely very proud of some of the accomplishments. But humbled at the same time. You know, I'm just one person out of thousands of acquisition professionals in the Air Force alone who are highly dedicated and talented individuals who do amazing things on a daily basis. This is just an example of one. But as for the workforce as a whole, I mean, I have the honor of serving the best customers in the world, the men and the women in uniform. My job is to ensure that they have the correct capabilities and equipment they need to complete their missions and bring them home safe. And there is nothing in the world that is more rewarding than supporting them.
You know, that's another common thread throughout all these interviews, and that is the teamwork and the sense of camaraderie. Clearly, being in the military, you would have that sense of camaraderie, but also the humility that, you know, you wouldn't have been able to do this had it not been for your team.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I've had excellent teamwork with teams. You know, this was not a one-man show by any means. I had some excellent people on my team that were supporting me. You know, it would not have been possible without the support of both the men and women in uniform, the customers, all the stakeholders, and everyone working together to really accomplish this task. And, I mean, enough thanks cannot be said for all the people that helped make this possible.
If there are folks out there who are considering federal service or young people, you know, summertime, looking for internships, looking to get jobs out of college, advice for them?
Oh, definitely. Check into it. There's no matter what your interest is, whether it's business, personal and acquisition. But if you look at the other things people are involved in, EPAs, you know, there's scientists and just all the other federal agencies, there's something literally for everyone out there that you can do and make a difference right away. When I did this, I was only 1 year out of school. And look at the responsibility that was given to me already. I mean, a lot of things, common threads I hear about recent graduates, they want to make a difference and they want to have responsibility. Well, the federal government will, you know, allow you to be empowered and to really make a difference right away. And that's what it's really all about, is making a difference.